Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, I heard from Doug and Marty, and they want to get their boss, Cliff. Now, Cliff runs a lawn care service, and he doesn't want to give up his leaf blowers, so I thought we could have a little fun with Cliff.
Yes. Great,
I'm here.
Yes, trying to reach Cliff.
Cliff speaking to you.
Hello, Cliff. This is Ron Swanson from the Neighborhood Organization Against Leaf Blowers. We're called No Blow.
Okay.
We've noticed your trucks in some of our neighborhoods here, and you know these neighboring towns that have implemented some great sound restrictions on some of the equipment you fellas use. Well, we're hoping you might be able to help us out in our neighborhood.
You know, it's unless we're going to use a broom and a dustpan, I don't see how it's done.
The biggest problem, of course, with noise pollution are the leaf blowers. They're used an awful lot, so we have some ideas for leaves that could help you.
Like what?
Well, you know, those grabbers that old people use to get things off of really high shelves, if you use one of those, that could also pick up the leaves pretty well, you know, if you get a whole crew of people with those.
Well, you're talking about doubling the crew. We'd be there for 2 days.
Yeah, and I'm sure your cost would reflect that. Have you ever tried using a stick, a long stick with a nail on the end to pick up the leaves?
No, again, that's time-consuming.
You know, there's also a thing you could use called a rake. I don't know if you've ever seen rakes. Those are also a good way to
pick up the rakes. Yes, of course we've seen rakes. But the problem with rakes is that you start using it on a lawn, it's going to start pulling the grass up. Makes your job even more difficult.
Okay, well, if you do actually need to, you know, continue to blow the leaves, you know those great big bellows? You can use them, like, in your fireplace. If you get, like, a really big two-man blacksmith bellows, you know, and you can blow the leaves, but it's very quiet, you know. That would
right.
be if you had like a guy on each side with a really big one, it would probably do the same effect.
Yeah, you know, have you ever thought about approaching the leaf blower companies and asking them to do tone down the sound, mufflers on them, they call them.
Maybe I'll call them next, Cliff. That's a good idea. Now, lawnmowers have like a 90 decibel level, and they're very loud. So, a few ideas for replacing lawnmowers. Two-man job again, but if you get some yard shears, very large yard shears, you could really do a nice job, and it's very, very quiet. Or perhaps goats. Goats are a good investment.
You have to be kidding. I mean, lawn shears?
Yeah, yeah.
Get down on your knees and cut them. Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's also
that's not even feasible.
The Soviet sickle method. It's very popular with the proletariat. It's a sickle method. It's very very green, very earth-friendly, and it's also, you know, reduces the noise pollution.
Look, I can't accommodate you right at this moment. It's just simply a job that's not easily taken care of.
I'd hate to have to come down and have a, you know, very quiet sit-in at your company to get you to comply to these noise restrictions, you know?
I just don't understand this, you know, closed mind and coming up with antiquated methods to cut a grass. Come on.
You don't think goats would do a good job?
No, I don't. Not to mention you need triple your crews.
I bet Doug and Marty could handle it.
How do you know Doug and Marty?
Well, you know what, Cliff? They contacted me, Brian Bell. And this is a Brian Bell buster, Cliff.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Doug and Marty told us here that it's your birthday and we should have a little fun with you. You hate when people try to take your leaf blowers away.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. Those two guys are fired.
Oh, come on. At least you're not going to let them make them use yard shears.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show, and we appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Hey, listen, thanks, guys. You know, we got you guys on all the time.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, have a great birthday. Thanks for listening to the WROR.
Thank you. You take care now.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.